Welcome to the Resilience Unlimited Show, your go-to podcast for empowerment and growth. I'm Coach Dr. Lauren, founder of Resilience Unlimited, inviting you to join our transformative journey each week. This space is specially crafted for high-achieving women, specifically women of color, where we can feel seen, heard, and part of a thriving community. This podcast is your compass for emotional regulation, understanding your purpose, and living unapologetically authentic. Ready to invest in yourself? Well, it's Tuesday again, if you're listening to this on a Tuesday when it drops. And, you know, this is now, this space is constantly evolving. And I want to share that because I know that if you have been listening to me from the beginning of when I had the Dyslexia Mom Boss podcast, you're probably like, where is this going and what is she doing? And that's totally fine because sometimes I ask myself those questions. But the purpose of this podcasting journey is really for me to be able to feel comfortable being vulnerable and sharing my authenticity because we are all multifaceted people, right? And for about a year and a half, I was putting out content that I was very passionate about, but it was like 25, 10, 15% of who I am. And I feel that the time is now for me to actually connect with the audience in which I want to inspire. And I still can inspire on the literacy side. I know that. But I have not been able to really show my true authentic self in many aspects of my life. So this is my space to do that. And as I always say, if that resonates with you, then, you know, I'm happy that you're here. If not, then leave. You know, I don't care. I really don't. I want to connect with people who want vulnerability and honesty and actually who care to get to know me as a person holistically, not just Dr. Lauren and her 15 credentials. Like that's just a part of me. So last week I was talking a lot about self-validation. I was talking about the whole idea of having, you know, emotionally immature parents and how that impacts you and the way that you interface with the world. And this week I started reading, well, from last week to this week, I started reading this book and I'm actually going to open it up on my phone. So it's called The Courage to Be Disliked, the Japanese phenomenon that shows you have to change your life and achieve real happiness. It was like written in super small font. So that's why I was like pausing. I can read, guys. I can read. But the thing about this book that is incredibly eye-opening to me, and I think it came right at the right time. So those of you who are religious, you know, you would say, you know, God put this in front of me. I'm not religious. I'm more spiritual. So I'm like, the universe knew exactly what I needed. I was laying in bed one night and I said, you know, I need another book to listen to. And that one popped up and the title caught me, The Courage to Be Disliked. And I think in a societal like mindset and in a society in general, depending on who you are, and I identify as a Black female, sometimes we put on a face to be liked by all when really I'm at a stage in my life, I don't want to be liked by all. And the reason being is because it's exhausting. It's exhausting to try to put on a face for this, a face for that, a face for this. And you know what happens? You lose who you truly are. So as I'm listening to this book, it's really, I love the setup of it because it's a young teenage boy questioning, you know, you hear the immaturity in his voice, you hear the emotion in his voice, questioning an old philosopher. And they're having a philosophical conversation in a Zen kind of Japanese mindset, but also bringing in psychology. And so I was a psychology major in college and I had never heard of Adlerian psychology. And so I'm learning a lot in this book. And in the whole takeaway with Adlerian psychology is it's all about interpersonal relationships. So the question I want to pose today, so this is actually on the third pillar in my framework, which is connection and belonging. Okay, so This question is centered around releasing judgment. So I have my question over here if you're watching me. How can individuals effectively release past judgments to create space for building supportive relationships conducive to personal growth? Now, that question is very deep, and I used to think it had a lot to do with the external, but the more I'm in this self journey, the self exploration journey, you know, working with coaching clients, I learn more about myself, stretching myself in a sense of literacy has always been my profession by trade, but now I'm taking it on a state level where I, amongst other literacy experts, are going into school districts and looking at what does literacy look like in this instruction at the district level so we can bring this to the state level. So in all aspects of my life, whether it's the literacy side or the coaching side, I'm realizing that it really has nothing to do with the external. It has everything to do with the internal. And so I think on a superficial level, I realized that, but I didn't realize it on a deeper level until I started listening to this book. And so the other big thing to take away, because with psychology, like, I honestly want to read a book on it because it is so, it's so simplistic, but yet so deep. And basically, it's the whole concept of tasks. So the reason why we are so unhappy or so caught up in trying to get people to like us is because we are taking on other people's tasks. Now, what do I mean by tasks? So let's take something simple. You have on an outfit and you're kind of like not quite sure if you're looking good in it, but you want to kind of test the waters and you want to go out into society and wear that outfit. You're not really confident in it, but you're hoping you get external validation, right? Because it feels good when someone's like, you look good. Oh, I like that top. You know, it just pumps you up. It's a little bit of like an endorphin shot, right? But not endorphin, I mean dopamine. But here's the thing. If someone is giving you a stank look, if someone's like, oh, interesting top there, you know, you automatically internalize that they don't like the way you look. And then all of a sudden, you're taking on their task. And so he uses task very like, at first, it sounded like a checklist. Like, you know, I got to go to the bathroom. Who puts that on the checklist? I got to go to the grocery store. I got to, you know, take my dog to the groomer, which I just did. Those are tasks. But in the whole idea of Adlerian psychology, it's more of what's your job and how can you just focus on your job? So going back to the outfit example, if you're walking out of your house and let's say that you have the self-esteem and the confidence and you know you look good, and someone's like, girl, you need to work out. Well, in the Adlerian psychology approach, your interpersonal relationship with yourself is strong. So it's not your job to worry about what they think about you. As a matter of fact, I'm a RuPaul lover. I love RuPaul. I love my drag queens. And I remember RuPaul said this quote years ago. I was in college. I didn't understand it at all. I was like, what is he talking about? And he said, it is none of my business. How is it worded? It's none of my business of what you think about me, or what you think about me is none of my business. And it was so simple, but it aligns a lot with Adlerian psychology. So you can't take on other people's judgments, because when you do, then that really fucks with your internal compass. And then that makes you question yourself. And then that makes you gaslight yourself. And then if you're already in a toxic environment or around people who are gaslighting you, then you really lose your sense of self. And I'm saying that from personal experience. So how can we release past judgment? Well, we have to look within and say, well, what is our relationship with myself? What am I judging myself on? Am I judging myself because I'm not where I'm supposed to be? Right? So I'm talking to Black women, women of color, women in general. Society's like, oh, you don't have any kids? You're not married? Or my favorite question, when are you going to have more babies? And I want to be like, when the fuck are you going to stop having babies? You know, like society puts so much on people. And if we can just say, you know what, I'm happy with where I am, then it doesn't matter what they're saying. Then you're releasing that judgment about yourself. And so if you can have a strong interpersonal relationship and feel good and validate yourself, then you can focus on your tasks. That is a very high level concept, but it can start very basic. And so very basic is, I'm not for everybody. You know, I have a client that I work with and she's like, I'm not for, I don't like everybody and I'm not for everybody. And I agree. I'm not either. And so sometimes I struggle with how do I live up to my values of authenticity and curiosity without, there go my balloons again. Okay, thank you. Celebrations. How do I live up to my authenticity and my curiosity without A, coming off as an angry Black woman, right? Because that is a problem that we have. If we're not chipper and happy and, hey, how's it going? It's like, oh, she's not a team player. Oh, yeah, she's mad again. It's like, no, I just don't want to talk to you. I just don't like you. You know, so how do I keep my authenticity without offending someone else? And honestly, that's something I'm working on because that's an external judgment, right? That's me being like, okay, I'm overthinking it and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Here's another thing for me. I don't consider myself to be like, I'm a mom, but I'm Lauren first. So I'm a person first. And I want to interface with my children as people first, not the whole, I'm your parent, you know, you do as I say, not as I mean, that's bullshit. It's bullshit. And that's kind of how I was raised. And I just feel that if I am able to be my whole authentic self, everything else will fall into place. So yes, I'm a mom. Yes, I'm a wife, but that is not my life. That is not my life. I have greater aspirations and purposes and everything else falls into that. So we have to really release judgment on all things that either we were programmed to think were wrong or programmed to think that were right. And really dig deep and say, you know what, who do I want to be? And why am I judging myself so much? And maybe you're judging yourself because it's a voice that's not yours. And maybe it's a voice that's not yours because you've never had a voice. Maybe your voice has been silenced. And for many years, my voice was silenced, which is why I'm getting on this podcast weekly. And there are times, I mean, this past week, I've been exhausted. And I'm like, why the fuck am I so tired? I'm getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Yes, 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And I realized last night after talking to my husband, I'm just going through a lot of emotional transitions. And a lot of it is the books that I'm reading are really getting me to think. And what we fail to realize is when we are in go, 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 doing, doing, doing mode, we don't stop and actually ask ourselves how we feel. We don't stop and say, what does my body need? What does my mind need? You know, we just keep going. And I used to do that all the time. I did it for 35 years. It wasn't probably like 36. Well, I can't really count when I was a kid. So let's just say from the time I like have been a working adult. So I don't know, the last like 10 to 12 years, I've just been like stressed out, go, go, go mode. And I'm forcing myself after reading Trisha Hershey's I think I'm pronouncing her name wrong. Girl, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry. But Rest is Resistance, that book changed my life. And I realized that there was no resting, okay? My resting was, I don't rest until I put my head on the pillow. Oh, got 5 hours of sleep. Gotta go, 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 go. Let me fill up everybody else's cup and not my own. And then I'm irritable and I'm not happy and I'm, you know, short, and it's not good long term. So I'm forcing myself to rest. And in that rest, emotions are coming up. In that rest, thoughts are coming up. In that rest, I'm realizing, like, you know what? I don't like the way I respond to this because that's the automated response. So it takes more time, effort, and energy to acknowledge I don't like this. And if you're watching me, you see my hand. But I want to be this. So how the hell do I get from this to that? And I'm realizing that's a lot of energy. If you're used to, you know, if A, then B, you don't stop and think. It is an automated process. So if you're a business owner out there, you know you got to put systems in place to automate your business, right? You know, I get a new client, they're a lead, they go into my HoneyBook, it's a whole client portal, emails go through, invoices go through. It's an automated process. There's no thinking. So if your body and mind are triggered to know when this person has a voice that doesn't sound kind, my initial response is to be passive aggressive, or my initial response is to lash out. Or even better, because this used to be my initial response, I'm going to one-up you and say something even more hurtful. That's not productive. So you have to literally stop yourself and say, oh, I caught myself. Okay, let me reroute that. And it takes so much energy. And so this week I've been doing a lot of that because I am trying to be the person that I want to become. And the only way you can be the person you want to become is to actually be that person that you want to be, that you want to become. You can't sit there and be like, I want to be a millionaire, and you're just swimming in debt, which a lot of us are, but you're just still spending money you don't have. Like, what? You got to change some things. You can't say, I want to, you know, look like J-Lo and you need to lose like 100 pounds and you're still on the couch eating ice cream and Doritos. Like, change is hard, but here's the thing, change is the only constant. So if you're constantly learning how to change, then you can really release your judgments and have a strong interpersonal relationship. And I just invite you to really process and think about that, because there's a lot that we as women of color, specifically Black women, hold in. It's like ingrained in us that we are just super women. We're supposed to keep it pushing. I had a friend of mine who was telling me about the stress she's having at work, which I can relate to. And this was my story when I was actually still working in a school that was highly racist and very, very, very toxic. And I became someone I did not like at all, like at all. And honestly, me leaving was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because I was becoming someone I hated to be around. And I'm not interested in hating myself. I got to live with myself every day. So she was telling me how, Black woman, you know, how all these things are just piled on her. Her secretary's out. You know, her boss doesn't really care. She still needs to do the job. And so she was talking about this analogy of the Black woman just like head above water, just like the eyes and nose are right above water, and you're reaching out for help. And, you know, that colleague, and, you know, more specifically white colleagues, are just your hands out and they're just like, high five, keep it going, you know? And it's just like, do you not see that I'm drowning here? Do you not see that I am trying to still do my job, but I'm still trying to, you know, make sure that I'm having a balanced life? I mean, it's hard. It's really, really hard. And so I just invite you to take the masks off, rest, stop, think, process, and get to know who you truly are. Get to know your inner child again, right? The inner child, you know, that's some hard shit. You probably don't want to talk to your inner child. You might feel stupid. You might feel a little silly, you know, but that inner child is there and she needs you. So I'm going to leave it at that. That just came out of me. I hope it resonates with you. If you're still listening, obviously it did. So of course, I am going to say, so two things actually. So if you are listening to this and you have a child, so I'll start there. I am starting a online summer course for my literacy students. So these are my students who have dyslexia, dysgraphia. This is geared for middle schoolers. And it's an intensive grammar writing course, and it's 10 hours. And there's 2 weeks in July and there are 2 weeks in August. It's 1 hour a day. And we are just hitting the ground running, doing foundational skills. And what I have found in the course of my career is that there are so many kids who really just do not know nouns and verbs and adjectives and adverbs and indirect. I mean, it's a whole systemic issue. So if our kids can't read and they can't write, well, especially for the brown and Black kids, that's that pipeline to prison. So I am offering on my educational therapy side of my business a summer course. So if you're interested in that, be sure to click the link in the show notes. And then, you know, we can schedule what am I calling it? An intensive writing alignment call to see if this is a good fit for you. If you're interested in learning more about my coaching, I would love to have a discovery call with you as well. And as you know, I have a framework in which I follow. And so today's episode was based on the third pillar, which is that connection and belonging within the process of reaching that higher authentic self. So if that resonates with you as well, I'd love to chat with you. I'd love to support you. But, you know, as usual, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for subscribing. Share this with anybody who you think it might resonate with. And I will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Resilience Unlimited show. Be sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe on our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. See you next week, divas. And don't forget, stay resilient.